We're recording.
Once upon a time,
Rich Poppet and Betty Poppet backstage. I'm joking.
Okay, come on. Once upon a time, there was a little
Betty,
girl.
Betty, stop.
What?
Not even in the bed yet.
Okay, come on.
Get out of here, bro.
Once upon a time, there's a little girl.
Someone. Okay, now you can go.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl. Named Daisy.
Daisy.
Was an ambitious little girl. And she really wanted a bike. She didn't have a bike. All her friends had bikes.
She wanted a bike.
And she wanted a bike. She didn't want just any bike. She wanted the Twistmaster Glowsteen 7000.
I was going to say Twistmaster.
She was so excited about that bike. She talked about it all the live long day. Told everybody in her family about it. I'm going to get the Twistmaster Glowsteen 7000. And you'll see, someday it'll be mine. See her family. Worked very hard to pay all the bills at the house and keep the family comfy in a nice house. So they couldn't afford to buy Daisy her fancy bike. There are 7 kids in the family. So they couldn't afford a bike.
How many?
For Daisy. 7.
She's the youngest.
She was right in the middle.
Stuck in the middle.
And so Daisy decided that if she just kept asking for it for Christmas or for her birthday, she would never get it. So she said, I'm going to save up my money. Problem is, Daisy didn't make any money. She didn't have a job. She didn't get paid for chores around the house. She didn't have an allowance. There was nothing. So, the only time she's ever made money was at her lemonade stand. So she decided she would set up her lemonade stand every single day. Worked for the first couple of days, but eventually people grew tired of lemonade and how cute Daisy was with her lemonade stand. And they're like, oh, no, sorry, sweetie. And they would start walking on the other side of the street and everything. And Daisy thought, oh, man, this isn't working. I gotta rethink my strategy. I can't just give people something that I want to give them. I gotta figure out what they want and give them that. Very clever, Daisy. Very clever indeed. So, when Daisy studied, she didn't set up her lemonade stand one morning, and she just went out before school and watched everybody walking around. They were walking to work, they were walking to school, and they all, not all of them, but a bunch of them, had a coffee in their hand. She said, oh, maybe people like coffee in the morning. So she brewed up some coffee and set up a coffee stand. Now people were flocking to her. She was only charging a buck of coffee, and she made some pretty good coffee. So people started going there on purpose every morning, and she was making some good money. And then, but it still wasn't happening fast enough. She still wasn't going to get a bike fast enough if she didn't really step up the earning. So, then she decided that she should add muffins and croissants so she would stay up, get up even earlier to bake muffins and croissants.
Croissants.
And people were buying them People were buying them with a coffee. She was making a killing selling all this stuff on her front lawn. In fact, she started making so much money, she would make $100 every single week. So in no time, she had enough money for that bike. And even for a better bike, or another bike, or accessories for her bike, or whatever she wanted. It was crazy. She couldn't believe how much her business had changed. Anyway, so when it came time that she had enough money, she realized that the fun part was making the money and the challenge and figuring out how to make money. So she decided instead of spending her money on a bike, she would spend her money on buying a storefront and growing her store. So she did. She rented a tiny little storefront, started selling coffee there, and muffins and croissants. And sure enough, it grew from there. It grew bigger until she just couldn't handle making enough coffee. So she hired somebody, and then she got another location, and another location, and another location, and another location. And by the end of her schooling, Little Daisy Starbucks was a huge coffee mogul. She ran the whole coffee scene for her whole town and her whole city and her whole province and her whole country.